call. The musician just replies because the musician is not in the chorus, and the hero is not in the chorus cloud. But the musician, at certain intervals, is in the chorus. Some melee, the musician requires here to it, the hero doesn't require here. The hero doesn't require here. So he says, the F sharp. What is the F sharp? That was, and then, what is the F sharp? So then at the end, he mentions the Ramban, and he says, the Ramban, coat is like a little slip. The Ramban, like Ramban, the Cholashimas. The Hilk has a Yemizu, so then the question arises, if there is a general requirement in Oat is like a that it requires here, and in other words, Oat is like a are only need to because of all this slip. But, shall we all be sitting on the anatomy because if some man doesn't have the use of this language? So yes, why is it necessary to have a special halacha in Mishnah Sinai that the Mizuzah requires here to? So he says the same thing like the Ramban, and still at the beginning, so he follows the sheet of the Ramban. And in the beginning, the Ram says, "V'efshar daim etaimel ishiv amzuzah nivdekes pamachas b'shavua v'atfilu mitech shenishmor inei nivdokin or pamachas b'yevu u'fichon itzrichin k'sava b'yusha kolkach." So in other words, he has two alternatives as to the reason as to why mizuzah requires it. One alternative is, it's a special halacha of Mishnah Sinai. In other words, so according to that alternative, it has nothing to do with the general requirement of Kisvei HaKedesh requiring Siyatot. Because here, that requirement applies only to something that is nitin lilimut, nitin likriya. Mashenkin, Tfilin, and Mizuzo are equally not nitin likriya. Even though it's Nivdekes, Pamayim B'Shavua. But it's a special requirement. It's a new halacha. And the other alternative is, true indeed, without Aloch HaMashim Sinai, I would say that Mezuzah and Tefillin are the same. But the Aloch HaMashim Sinai tells us, no, there is a fundamental distinction between Tefillin and Mezuzah. Tefillin al-Pedin is not immediately Koizbe, really would, because it has to be Mechupe. Mezuzah does not have to be Mechupe. It does not have to be Mechupe. A Jew could learn from the Mezuzah every day if he wants. And furthermore, he is mechuyev to be beidik a minimum of pamayim b'shavua. So Mimele, the Aloch L'meshim Sinai tells us that mizuzah, it comes within the general requirement of siyot. So there are two alternatives in the Ram as to what the pshat in the Aloch L'meshim Sinai is. One alternative is that the Pshat Aloch L'Mishim Sinai is that Mizuzah requires Siyatut because of his special Aloche. It has nothing to do with the requirement of Siyatut in Kisvei HaKedesh in general. And the other alternative is, no, it's not his special Aloche. The Aloch L'Mishim Sinai tells us that Mizuzah is unlike Tfil. So Mimele, Mizuzah is like Sivator and like all Kisvei HaKedesh. Like all. Now, we raise the question as to why Tesis here at the beginning, Rabbi Netam says the Tefillin Lipoy Siyot to Lakol Shita Vishito. Avo Eis Siyot to Tachas Lemayv. V'kei Siv Tachtov Kama Sitin. So he just mentions Siyot to Tachat Lemayv, and then at the end he mentions Dalet Siyot to Tim. And Tesis in Seite mentions Dalet Siyot to Tim even in connection with Stein Kesvin, Sholish in Kesvin, or Sholish Kesvin, Arba in Kesvin. Now, we saw the Tesves in Seite has a suffix. Tesves in Seite has a suffix. If the Sirtut was done after the Ksivet, whether it's kosher or not. So, as far as Lechatchili is concerned, so Tesves says this is the Vokoshu, that Lechatchili has to make the Sirtut before the Ksivet. But The shaila is whether the sirtut, la'achad iksive, if it's done, if the sirtut is done, la'achad iksive, whether it rectifies or it remains post. It remains post. What's the shaila in the thesis? What's the subject? Thesis is a subject. Mioli yodani, im sirtut teiso bin sito li sito, le'achad iksive, afo gavdi b'shas iksive kosal b'yisure, iham gilo ksheiro b'ocheloi. Now, Teisves shite is, or that's Hamtam shite. Right. I mean, but Teisves shite is that there are two aloches. By mezuzah, so Teisves first loshen in Seite is that by mezuzah without sirtut it's possible. And by Seite it's possible. But by Holt of Kisve HaKedesh and even Tzitut of Kisve HaKedesh, so possible it is not. But Lechatchile, you're not allowed to write it. Chatchila not a right, but possibly it isn't. And as far as the Chatchila is concerned, so Teisve Shite in Seite is that you must write the Sirtut before the Ksive of the Parshia of the Asias. But the Eved is the Sofik. What's the Sofik? Now, the Sofik obviously is whether the requirement of Sirtut is a requirement in the Ksive. In the Maisa Ksive. In other words, that Kisve HaKedesh is not literally kosei without Sirtut, or it's a requirement not in the Ksive, in the literally kosei. It's a requirement in the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh. Kisve HaKedesh has to have a certain Tzure. One of the features of the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh is Sirtut. If we say that the requirement of Sirtut is a halacha in the Ksive, that it's literally kosev al v'sirtut, so naturally, I mean, so it cannot rectify by being misartet after you wrote the mezuzah. If it's aloche in the ksive, that it's not literally kosev without sirtut. So mele, it follows first you have to be misartet and then you write the ACS. Not that you write the whole Yerie, and then you are misartet. Then you are misartet. Or maybe the requirement of Sirtut is not a requirement in the Ksive, that it's literally causing only al Sirtut. It's a requirement in the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh. Kisve HaKedesh has to have a certain Tzure. So one of the features of the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh is that it's misartet. That's misartet. So Memele, that's the song. So now the Chumis Agenim. The Chumis Agenim, the Bis Yosef mentions it, but the Chumis Agenim Mangitin mentions it in the name of the Genim, and our Gemara. Shal Rav Nachshon bar Berechiah Rabbeinu Haizal V'heishi. So that's Rabbeinu Haizal's tshuva. So I mean, I don't have to go over the whole thing. So he said, Vanan Kochazinon Geinim Zal Miyeime de Rabbonon Svoroi Dikasve lechol asrapse pshute vidyaski. That means all kinds of documents. Idris Rishus is called the Yaski. All right, all kinds. Vikasve and many legal documents have psukim. So Vikasve psuke kimeshe umisatetim. So we took notice the various documents that were executed by the Chachomim from the days of the Rabbonon Svoroi. And we saw their documents, their handwriting, their manuscripts, and we saw that whenever they cited psukim, when these documents cited psukim, umisartetim
oiminagdim. Either that there was siotut or there were nikudis. Or nikudis. What does nikudis mean? Nikudis is like quotation marks. But, so in other words, it's like quotation marks, but actually nikudis means, you know, when you put just two nikudis. When you put two nikudis like this. So in other words, some of the gaining of the Rabbonis Roye, instead of being misalted on top or at the bottom, so they wrote nikudis. So let's say if they wanted to write, I'll just write one word. That is all right, precious. Suppose they wanted to write precious, so they would write, the posik, and then like this. Tunikudis here, tunikudis here. So it's like quotation marks. So it doesn't mean it's a special aloche, you have to write kudis. So either they were misaltate or they wrote nikudis. And then the Bes Yosef mentions a shite that nikudis is good, and he rejects it. Nikudis is not good. You have to be misaltate. It all depends. The Ramban says that the purpose of siotut. And the Ramban says, the Ramban adapts the shita of Rashi, that siotut is a requirement al kol shita b'shita, in Sefer Torah, in everything. But feel not, because it's mechupi. So the purpose is, because shel yod v'nakere, in order that the Isiyah should be written straight. Not that they should get off in a tangent. They shouldn't be straight. So in other words, so that's the purpose of siotut, that they should be written straight. Now, so if you are misaltet on top, let's say, if you are misaltet on top, so then you gear yourself. If you are misaltet on top, so then you gear yourself to a certain pattern of straight writing. But if you write nikudis, you don't gear yourself to a pattern of straight writing. So Memele, according to the Ramban, many Rishonim mention that the purpose of siotut in Kisvus HaKodesh is shel yoruz ben akire. In other words, shel yisar ba'eisyes, that you should write straight. So Memele, you have to be misaltet, but nikudes, it will not gear you to straight writing. Only siotut will gear you to straight writing. You see, Rishonim mentioned siotut on top, but it seems to me, and then I saw Kamuk daily when they cited Psukim, so instead of writing a line on top, they wrote a line on the bottom. Because it doesn't make any difference, even though the Rishonim mentioned a line on top. If the purpose is to gear yourself to straight writing, so you can gear yourself to straight writing in two ways. Either by writing a line on top or by writing at the bottom. For some, you will gear yourself more to straight writing if you write a line at the bottom rather than on top. And some, but anyway, so it should either way it should be good. But the Ramban says that the purpose of siotut is to gear yourself to straight writing. Some may say, so that means. So in other words, and if it means, according to the Ramban, it's nitnuli kosev that way. In other words, it is nitnuli kosev al b'siotut, so that you should be geared to straight writing. That's why I'll ask you a question. Suppose he doesn't write any lines. He's not misalted, but he'll constantly use a ruler. So then he'll gear himself to straight writing even more. If he constantly puts a ruler, and then he starts writing on the ruler, so that you will not fulfill the requirement of siotut. Why? Because since it's a halacha, the tam is that you should write in a straight way. But, so that's the tam. So mimele, something that is not nitnuli limud likriyo, so that chiyuv, and that chiyuv doesn't, that requirement doesn't take effect. But it's a halacha that it's nitnuli, according to Rambam, it's nitnuli kosev al b'siotut. So b'meile, you have to gear yourself into straight writing in the ksiva itself. In other words, if you give itself to straight writing through an external sibe, not an intrinsic, and an intrinsic sibe in the parchment, so then it's not nitnli kosei that way. In other words, it's nitnli kosei in such a way that you are internally, you are forced by a certain condition in the parchment, in the paper, to write straight. That's the way it's nitnli kosei. So you cannot fulfill. Suppose someone is a big expert and he doesn't need anything, he doesn't need any lines, he doesn't need any ruler, he can write straight without any deviation, but he's still, it's not nitnli kosei that way. In other words, so it's not just a mitzvah to write straight, it's nitnli kosei in such a way that there is an internal, an intrinsic sibe in the parchment, in the paper, that you intrinsically gear yourself to straight writing. So that's why you have to be misav. It's nitnli kosei that way. So the Meile, according to the Ramban, of course, if you wrote, let's say, the mezuzah without tzirkut, and then you'll be misav, it's not nitnli kosei even the other way. So the Meile, it is possible. But according to the Gaonim, who use either to be misateit or to be minakit. So the purpose is not to write straight, because how could Nikudes gear one to straight writing? Nikudes, I mean, what does Nikudes do just because he writes to Nikudes? So according to the Gaonim, who say that Tzirtut is good and Nikudes is good, so according to them, it's a halacha in the tzure of Kisvei HaKidesh. In other words, Kisvei HaKidesh must be earmarked, must have a special tzure. It must be nikah that you are writing Kisvei HaKidesh, you're not writing the Vechei. In Mitech HaKsav, it must be nikah. So it must be used as hekah. As a matter of fact, if there hadn't been a universal practice for people today to use quotation marks, so then according to the Gaonim, quotation marks would be just as good as nikudes. What difference does it make whether you have two dots like this, or you have quotation marks on top or on the bottom? So mainly, according to the Gaonim, so tzirtut or nikudes are the same. In other words, so it's not for the purpose of gearing the kesef to straight writing, but it's for the purpose of making a heker. So it's halacha in the tzura of Kisvei HaKidesh. Kisvei HaKidesh has to have a heker. So if there hadn't been the universal practice, you know, to use quotation marks, so then quotation marks would also be just as good. But since everybody uses quotation marks whenever he quotes something, even if he quotes Divrei Chayim, so he uses quotation marks. He uses quotation marks. So b'meile, so if somebody quotes Lashon Hara and he will pay, he also uses quotation marks. So b'meile, it could not be used as a heker for Divrei Kedesh. But if there hadn't been a universal practice to use quotation marks, so then according to the Gaonim, quotation marks would be like Nikudes. But now it cannot be used as a heker for Divrei Kedesh, because quotation marks are used for any kind of quotation. For any kind of quotation. So anyway, so if it's a halacha, so according to the Gaonim, it's a halacha in the tzura of Kisvei HaKidesh. That's the sofik in Tesis. That's the sofik in Tesis. Whether he, as Tesis as a sofik, suppose Yom Misaltit, let's say the mezuzah. The mezuzah. After you wrote the mezuzah, whether it's good or not. So lechatchila, it's certainly not right. Because the din of lechatchila being misaltate according to Tesis and Seite, that is based, that has the purpose, shalei yoretz ben akeira, as the Ramban says. So, but there is another halacha in mezuzah, and in Megillah Seite, that it has to have sealed, otherwise it's possible. So the sofik in Tesis is that other halacha of sealed. Is it Is it a requirement in the Ksive or in the Nitin Likosei, as the Ramban says, or it's a requirement in the Tzore? It's a requirement in the Tzore. And according to the Gaining that the Rabbi Kohen mentions, so it's a requirement in the Tzore. It's a requirement in the Tzore. Now we can understand why Tesis, this variance in Tesis. At first, Tesis says, did feel the boy is here to tell call sheet of the sheet. Avalis is sheet to tachas lamayo. Vichisi tach to come sheet. And then Tesis says, milmayo mato mitzot. Apparently, in all Kisve Akedesh, there are two requirements of Siotut. One requirement of Siotut is, in order shall yoretz ben akirei, and the Rishonim say, now, it we say it in Rabbi Tam too, shita achas memayo. So if the purpose is, most Rishonim assume that the purpose of Siotut is shall yoretz ben akirei, in order that he should write straight. So then he should misart it every shoy. So they say, the Miri says it, and the Rosh says it, they say that if you are misartit lemailon, you start writing straight, so then you are already geared. It's already easier to write straight all the lines. Because you write one line, the first line you write straight. And then, so you are already geared, you write the second line beneath the first, and the third beneath the second. So in other words, by writing one siotut lemailo, you are in effect gear yourself to straight writing for the whole sheet, for the whole yirah. So, I mean, you must say that because Rabbi Tam, Rishonim say that even according to Rabbi Tam, the purpose of siotut is to write straight. But the Ramban says that Kisva HaKiddush requires Siyot HaKol Shure Mishure, because if you're not misartit every Shure, then you're not so geared to straight writing. But Rabbi Tam says no, as long as you write the first Shure, so the first Shure, if you're misartit the first Shure, so the first Shure is geared to straight writing, and then so the second shure and the third and the fourth is also geared, because you write the second beneath the first and you follow the same line. And if it's not misurah at all, so then you could write like this too, you know. But if you are misaltit on top, so then that gears you to all the shures, that all the shures should be written straight. So that's the reason, apparently, according to Rabbi Tam. So there are two halachas in Siyotut. One is shel yoretz ben akirei. So as far as this is concerned, so you only have to be mishartit achas lemayel. That's all. But then there is another requirement of Siyotut. That's the halacha. Another requirement in Siyotut is in the tzur. Is a requirement in the tzure of Kisve HaKiddush. Kisve HaKiddush must have a heker. It must have certain earmarks. Anyone who looks at it will know this is Kisve HaKiddush. This is not a portion of Divrei Chayil. It's a portion of Kisve HaKiddush. So Memele, in order that it should have the tzure of Kisve HaKiddush, so it must be sorted on all four sides. So what's Nakimine? So then it will follow that the sea. So why does Tesis mention? Why does Tesis mention first Siyotu Tachas Lamayel? And then at the end he says, Eviriyoshin Mosegeles Psuro Hainidale Siyotu Timil Mailo Lamato Mizot. The answer is this. There are two requirements of Siyotu. One requirement of Siyotu is a requirement in the Nitnuli Kosei. So, and what's the purpose of the Nitnuli Kosei Valdei Siyotut in order to gear yourself to straight writing? So if you are misartit lemailo, you already gear yourself to straight writing. But then there is another requirement of Siyotut. That is a requirement in the Tzure of Kisve HaKiddush. as far as this requirement in the Zug of Kisvakinish, it has to be earmarked as distinguishable from any other written portion. So it must be earmarked by having four Sertutim on the sheet and all the four sides. Four Sertutim on all the four sides. So Memele, the Sertut Lemailo, you are Mechuyev to write it before you write the Psukim. But the Sertut on all the four sides, that you can do later on. That's only in the Tzure. So first the Teisre says, the requirement that you have to be misartic before writing in the Nitul Kosei, so he only mentions Lemailo. But then he mentions the Yerioshin Mosigeles Psulo. So he says, even if it has Lemailo, but if it doesn't have the three Sertutim, Lemato, Minazdodin, so then it still does not have the Tzure of Kisveakidesh. So you have to put it in, but the other three Sertutim you can put in later after the writing. The Sertut Lemailo you have to put in before the writing. Now, I'd like to go over a piece of more here. All right. Omar Afrizde, Leil Omar Yatil Odom, Imo Yisirov Zirbeze, Shari Pilegesh Begivo Ito Leil Baila Imo Yisirov Yipilo Kamo Vivovis Mi Yisroel. Omar Av Yudom Arav Kolamatul Imo Yisirov Zirbeze, Yisrei Fubol Yishlei Sholish Averes, Ila Arayes Yishvichos Domin Bechilu Shabbos. Omar, how is it? Ila Arayes Kishimagia Zman Filoso Beisine Vierei Oleim Aluito Vonti. And if he acts, you know, in a good way towards his wife, so sometimes he can be nichshol in the iser of nido. Shamshas in nido, shvichus domi ki hoche, as it happened in Pelegesh Begivo. Oy pomim shiberachas mipono, v'nifeles biachas apchosim, oy bigesher, v'chil shabos, piomim shemadlekes neir, oy mivasheles mishachasheicho, mipnei mosei, Vihuen Yedea. Omar Abba Hono, Odam Rabonon, Schleicher Dworim to Hodem Lima, Bissel Bezer of Shabbos and Hashech, Isartem, Raftem, Adrikes Haneh. Zorich, Lememre Benechusi, you should say it mildly, Keheredly Kablem. Now, Schleich Abere, Bissel Reil, Omar, Deisi, Indi, Pelegis, Begivo, Shabbos, Virach Kosav, Gimu Abere, Barash, Rodom, Bechel Hashem. Because that's mentioned in connection with Rav Hanina ben Gamliel. Iraftem pirish bekuntres eruv hachatzeres. Veinire, like Moshe pirish bekuntres bamadlikin ipor hosom hoguf kashi amretim chasheicho iraftem. Hosof chasheicho loy. So you cannot be ma'arei. You cannot make an eirem. Binash Moshes. Vodaton esof chasheicho ma'arei. That even Binash Moshes he can set up an Erev, Mushalikam Beru Bitchumin, Perish Bekuntres, the Reish, Beru Bitchumin. So, Eru Bitchumin is Mohomo. So, Binash Moshes he cannot be married. But Eru Bichatzeres, you can be married, even Binash Moshes. Vichim Perish Rach, the Haimim Shim Eru Bitchumin Machmirim Tvei, Sheyesh Losmach Minaposit. Ish al yitzei mimkeime yichim ashmal fenek mishiritziu gabe haluche kivra meikl meire. Now the Rambam paskens that yudveiz mil is also mit reis, but alpayim amo is not also mit reis, only mit rabonon. But since yudveiz mil is also mit reis, so even the iser of walking chutz litrum alpayim amo is also mochom because it has ismach of the reis. The Chimash of Elmo Shizil Gabalohi, Mamekel Beirem, Rapopo Maristres, Alta Hamina, Mila Berbetsche, Ratzeres, Alta Tumen in Meloi. Omar Abasha, Anori Shmili Hode Rabbe Bachone, Vikiamti Miswoi. And I was Mikaimet Miswoi. Omar Abavue Leilom Al Yati Lodom, Imo Yisero Bissir Basi, Shari Odom Godu, Itlemo Yisero Bissir Basi, Vechelu Dobagod, Umanu Rapanine Metamlia. החילוס על כדאי תוך, חשתי באמת של צדיקין הקודש ברוך הוא מביא את הכל על יודון, צדיקין מעצמו לא יקושים, אלו, that was רב חנין גמליאל, אלו ביקשו להכיר לידו בקוד, ומה אני לא אוהב לחי? Why? Because he was too strict. So, it was big shulachim. But because he was a tzaddik, so he was spared of that mich. Now, hashti behem tishl tzaddik. Eime rab netam de lipoich, elo gabi mide de achille. Dignayu li tzaddik sheichol dvariz. Loch lipoich gabi rabi shmoyel shekoro vihito. Bifirikam di Shabbos. In other words, that this klal that behemtoshel tzadiki, certainly tzadiki, so in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitakalel deyan, applies only to Ido Barosel, Achille, but not to other Avedis. The Raya is that one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, so he's called Mihito, he was Magna B'Shabbos. He did the Miloche B'Avoret B'Shabbos B'Shedi, but he certainly was a tzadik. So we see that there is no such avtoche, that a tzaddik is never nichshel in aver b'sheik. Tzaddik could also be nichshel, but it's only in regard to midat achille. Why is midat achille more humble in this respect? Because midat achille is the other isurim, so there is no shemisa on the chefze. So there is no shemisa on the chefze. So memele. So Mele, even tzaddikim can be nichshol in avera b'sheik, no matter how great the avera is. But mashein kei midat achille, so it's nevele, the chevze is nevele. And Ramban says that ach machalos asuras is mitamtim salev, but it has a shemisa. It is a shemisa. So Mele, so why does it have a shemisa? Because it's mitamtim salev. So that's why the Torah itself confer the shemisa on it. So the mele, the takol is a greater takol. Because other aveiros, they do not have shemisa on the chefze. So if it be shegik, so it shegik does not negate the aveira completely, but it reduces the aveira to a minimum. So the mele, it's not such a great takol. But if it has shemisa and zmitamtim salev, so even though it's mishegi, the takole is a greater takole. So b'meile, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takole all day. Then he mentions the raya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Shehora Kizim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Shehora Kizim. Now, does anyone have here a Gemisachis Makis? Now the halacha is the halacha is gabei zeimim in eidim zeimim nerogim. And it's even in the raw game. And it's even in the raw game. Achi yuzumu kulo. That's the halacha. And it's even in the raw game. Achi yuzumu kulo. So even if you have 180 testifying together against someone, and then 99 are one aid out of the cut of the 100 is not nizem, so even the 99 one nizem, you can't meet out the inish of kashazon. There's a loch and sixers across. So the Gemara mentions Simakes Afeyom and Beis, Omer Abid Ben Tabai, Erev in a homo in Moyorakti Zim, Lehitz in Vivon Sholzuki, Shoyem Rim and Aidim Nazim in a Rogi and Achiori Galini. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said that he meted out an Einish of Hazome against the Nizemim, even against the Nizemim, even though there were a few Edim who were not pleased. He did it. Omalei Shimim ben Shetach Ere ben Achomo Im lo yishofachto dam noki Shari omru chachomim Eino yidim zeimim nerogim Ad sheyozimu shneyem Vein leikin ad sheyozimu shneyem Miyad kibel olof Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai Shein meire yiroye Al ufne Shimim ben Shetach Vichol yomov shol Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai Yoi mishtatach al kibel shol Yisi Yehid Vo yokeli nishma וכסמורים אומרים הכילי של הורג, אומר הכילי של ליהו, תדעו למוחר ומייס אין כילי נשמע. אומר רבה חברית רובל רבה שידעו, בדילי קומבה דיינם ויוסף אייס. So in other words, so יהודה בן טבעי הוא נכש. יהודה בן טבעי, the law is that you cannot meet out the נשמע זומי, unless all the Edim are Nizim. And there was a case where some of the Edim were not Nizim. So Yehuda ben Tabai was manish those who were Nizim. So Shimon ben Shetach said he had him executed. So Shimon ben Shetach said, "Ere b'nechomo im yishofachto dam noki." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai was mikabu tshuve, and he constantly was mishtateach on the kever of that person. I mean, he was not a nice person because the avere of any sheker he did, but since al-pidin, there is aloche in it, zim roga shizum kulon, so that means he was shefer damnoki. So this is, now the kashi is, Yehuda ben Tabai was certainly tzadik, how is it that he was nichshul? So that's a raya that he can be nichshul in midah de labach. I mean, this is very strange. The whole apoche is, in connection with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Shikora Vihito, right? So, since he did it b'sheigeg, so that Akoli is not so great, he did it b'sheigeg. So, it's not as great as a nichshul of eating chaza, or of eating Eva Melachai, or eating Neveletre. But could anyone say that the nichshul of eating b'sheigeg chaza is less of a nichshul than killing a human being? Inconceivable. We understand the distinction between Macholes Asures and others. Because not that Macholes Asures are more chomor than others. Chil Shabbos is much more chomor than Macholes Asures. But Chil Shabbos B'Sheigeg is not as much of it a kolen as eating Neveira B'Sheigeg. Because Nevele B'Sheigeg is mitamtem zalev. It has a Shem Nevele. Chil Shabbos B'Sheigeg is not mitamtem zalev. All right, it's not Avere. But Avere is reduced to a minimum by the fact that he was a Sheigeg. But could anyone say that eating Nevele B'Sheigeg is more of a Dakolet than killing? Danoki? Sirtzoch is certainly the greatest akolah that can be, I mean, killing a person. So what's the pshat? Now, the Meir Yalmakis says something, and then he says, V'yes achosam nasefa. I don't have the Meir Yalmakis here, but what we see that the Meir Yalmakis was bothered by the lotion of the price. Tani, Omar Reb Yehuda ben Tava, Ere ben Achomo, Im lo yorakte itzeimein, להיצים ליבון של צדוקים שיועמרים מנהידים זהים נרוגים עד שיורג עלים. The צדוקים said that when is there הלוכר ועסיסה לי כאשר זום ועסיס לא אחיו, only if the ליבון whom the Edim tried to have him executed was executed already. But suppose the ליבון whom the Edim tried to execute, so was נגמר דיני ליבון, he said. And then the Mazimim came and before Bezdin had an opportunity to execute an Eden, so Bezdin found out that it was an Eden Sheker. So then according to the Tzdukim, he doesn't get an Eden Shazon. The Aloch of Teoshev Alpe is just the reverse. In other words, if the Eden came after it was Nigmar Dinei and was not executed, then we have to be Mikayim. The Inish of Kasha Zomam Asis Loch. But if the Eidim came after the Nidin was executed, it's a whole way in the Rogi. So it's just the reverse. But the Zdukim said that you cannot be manish Eidim Zeinim if he wasn't executed, if he just Nidin. So it appears from that price that the reason as to why Yehuda ben Tabai executed even though he was
So, Says it's a problem. What it says is a problem. I'm going to have a test. And I really got no problem with how I'm going to show you.
back for the same reason as me. So, back here, this and this. If you say that this is the So, if somebody is back here, this is time, or this one time is here, this time, full maximum. The other time is here, is maximum. Maximum. So, in the past, maximum. A maximum motion is on the spot. Maximum. So, there is a maximum case in the waiting, the other day. Another thing to say is the maximum, the maximum, I can't hold it all away, so it only means that there's no boundaries if somebody's back in us. But the law of creation is, the Yerim says that there isn't even a law. Now, what is the shittay of by glory? So it's not even a law. Yes, it's not for the soul of creation as a law. So why should it happen, right? Why should it happen, right? So... Go back to all the human ratios, and the person says, in addition to all the needs of the other nations, then the Torah says, power of the human nation. So, the power of the human is mentioned via Makom. But, the passage of Makom, the passage of the power of the human is interposed by the passage of the individual of all the needs of the other nations. So it's not Makom. So as he says, it's Makom. So just as if somebody's in power, so just as we got in the power, if somebody in the power don't do it, I'm sure. So I'll say, when you're shabby, you say, I should be cheating, value of money. So you dispute your reasons for whatever reason is good. Either because of training or whatever reason. So he must say I dispute your reasons. So you need to accept still the matter of it. Because even if someone disputes your reasons, if you are really bad, even if it's the most of ours, one has no right to remain in God against them, except he has the truth. And he had to face him. So they have a good series, which is the most of the people are supposed to be the if all the people are done, come together to decide in order to match him from soil. From spirit, from spirit to destruction. So it is necessary to find the best measure of the situation. This is not God. So then we have the right to do it. Not Hashem showing that you don't have to do it. Only if there is a Tzir HaShon, the Rabbi of Moses says, this is Jesus HaMishon, only if there is a Tzir HaShon, and the Rabbi says, only the Tzir HaShon soil come together and they are part of the universe. So in other words, what does it mean? Now according to the Rambam, so according to the Rambam in this space, you must have a new theory of this that we can use it. Instead of that, the human in the same session, you can have the human, that is, the human, that the human is not subjected to control of the censorship, so narcissist. Discussing the love of the scripture, the figure says that the love of the scripture doesn't apply to you and to us. What is my way to show you? So it doesn't say we are moved on the love of the scripture. But still it doesn't mean that you can go out of the speaking to you know Moshe, even according to the number. First of all, I'm not asking like the notion of the family. People will buy you what it means to be a satan, it doesn't mean that you can die. But even according to the Rambam, this is the human value means that you can apply best measures and you can resort to a human value under circumstances. So it's only there is a Tzir HaShon and it's done by all the people are gone. By all the people are gone. Because the Yehuda means the Tzir HaShon in order to see the Tzir. But if we are moved to the Rambam, it's not a problem. Why? Because the people say that there has to be a Tzir HaShon, the answer is sight is a Tzir HaShon, it's our head, and if somebody is wearing yad without the shoes, he's a Rosh. And if he's wearing yad of a Hebrew, if the Hamas yad consists of project, then he's in Chayim HaShon. Without the result, because of the Aroche of Shemir, the Amorot of Borot of Mishapot. And the Rambam says, something special. He says, it's not only that there is a few Mrs. Bezzi, she has his own, but the Shemayim and the Chayim also has his own. And the Chayim certainly not based upon the Chayim. The Chayim is not user on the search, but there is a special offer. But if it's a commercial of Jesus' domain, so there is higher possession. So in the way, the victim will buy me a contract and I'm a victim of the theater. But if you just jump in, so you are a commercial, you are higher possession of mine. So then there is a halloche, but there is a halloche, there is a loche that we need the mules, so this can take drastic measures and can take drastic measures against all those who are retaliating. The Rambam has a loche of retaliating also under certain circumstances. We can even turn over to the power of the someone who is retaliating. So that's the loche of the living of mind. So anyway, this is what the Rambam says. The law of the matter is But there is another halacha that if someone is living in Yav, especially in Tzavon Siyav, so he's hiding Yisrael Shabbayim, so there is a special halacha, a heter, a present activation, that the vitamin C base has a keyach to be living in Yav, even having a Siyav of Arik, against someone who's hiding Yisrael Shabbayim. So as far as the research is concerned, so a killer is higher. But without this research, there is a lot of money in Yadav HaBodah in the Roche, and Chiquet HaBodah Bodah from Israel. So again, there is a special lot of present activation. But a lot of present activation, the business is used even to be managed, missing, applies only to someone who is higher. But really cannot be done. But if someone is that high reason, it is a Russian government. So there is no halacha of present activation, of present climate issues to be managed easily. Someone is not high reason. Only someone who is high reason. So in other words, you get a kabai, you know that. That means in the whole thing that you can do. But here, in order to come to the next meeting, when it's a new person. So we tried to apply the halacha of present activation. So, what was this? This is a problem. But in order to apply the halacha of present activation, there's a list of issues. We need a mindset to be managed to say to someone who's high mindset. But here, now only the young mindset is present. People who do not get mindset present, they are higher thoughts, but they are with no exceptions. Now, in general, one of the exceptions. So it is in the it's not the human born. So then there is no Mrs. President and then there is not the president, Mr. Shammai. So he would have come as good as was because he thought since they became more than the big salvation and it's possible that they will be hiring this president. But right now, at that moment, not only anymore missing, so the main way, this has already been used to be managed. Since he didn't have a way that can turn into a human being, that was the case. That was the case. So, Shimon Shabbat said that this has been used to be managed only someone who is already the human being. What if he was in an ability? That might give rise to a place, but he's not the human missus yet, so basically there's no issues to be managed. But not that the human have any residency and others, because even the sense of the human is not.